Green Mountain Chronicles number 8, The Early Days of Skiing.
Cables glide across the sky and cast a moving shadow on the snow.
A lot of skiers learned to ski on Gilbert's Hill. Rather more quickly through the medium of the rope tow than through climbing. It was a wonderful experience.
1934, and the first rope tow for skiers in Vermont is set up by Clint Gilbert on his Woodstock farm, as lifelong skier Arthur Goodrich of Northfield recalls.
A group of skiers from downcountry came to Woodstock every year for skiing and were somewhat unhappy with the amount of climbing they had to do for what little downhill they got. So it is my understanding that a group of these people commissioned Mr. Gilbert to come up with something like a ski tow. They probably had heard of a similar device in Canada. Canada actually had the first ski tow in North America. And so Mr. Gilbert came up with this thing, and he was something of an engineer, must be, because this contraption really worked quite well. Quite well. There were very few breakdowns.
Powered by a Model T Ford engine, the 1,800-foot rope tow opened skiing to people unable or unwilling to climb to the top of a slope or mountain. Yet in the 1930s, climbing still prevailed.
When we first went to Mansfield, we used to ski the toll road. And our first skiing was usually on Thanksgiving Day. And we would start out from the toll house and climb the toll road 4 miles up and ski back down. That was a day's skiing in those days. It was a barrel of fun. It really was. And I think perhaps underlying the pure sense of enjoyment that we got out of skiing was the fact that for every foot of downhill, we had to climb a foot. You know, we earned every inch of it.
Goodrich's first attempt at skiing came while still in grammar school.
At that time, skiing consisted simply of climbing to the top of the hill, wherever, skiing down straight, coming to a stop, taking off the skis and climbing back up again. And at that point, there was never any thought given to turning or stopping. Then, in the very early 30s, I can recall going downtown on a Sunday morning and picking up the Boston Herald. And on the front page of that was a group of Dartmouth skiers coming down a trail, and they obviously were changing direction. And I thought then what a lot of fun skiing could be if you could turn and or stop at will. And you know, that very Sunday afternoon, I got the local hardware dealer out of his comfortable chair, down to his store, bought a pair of skis, a pair of Northland bindings, and some ski poles, and went out that very afternoon and learned how to ski.
We learned only by the seat of our pants, you might say.
Charlie Lord of Stowe directed the Civilian Conservation Corps crews that built the first ski trails on Vermont's highest peak, never imagining what Mount Mansfield and many other Vermont mountains would look like 50 years later.
We said, that would be a good spot for a trail. We didn't know anything about trail layout any more than the man in the moon.
In the early days, we just built the trails and thinking only of ourselves. There was a retired mining engineer over there, and he said something about putting a lift in. I said, I really scoffed at the idea because I didn't think there'd be enough people to write it anything. But I was wrong.